You step inside a room, and it is as though you've stepped into a completely different world than the hallway. The edgy colors clash with the rich, mature design of the main house. The linens and drapes are stark black and gray, framed with silver and royal blue accents. The man who would be pride is lounging on his elbow, shirtless, thumb scrolling on the small metallic device in his hand. The coverlet is crushed velvet, the color of midnight. It contrasts against the honey hue of his flawless skin. Not far from the bed is a rather smart-looking guitar on its stand. His face is attractive, and his lips made for sin. He continues with his thumb, rhythmically swiping left. As he hums a sensual sort of tune, he barely gives you a glance when you open the door, despite his clear view of it. He crosses his muscular jean-clad legs, his feet bare and hanging lazily off the bed. When the door closes behind you, he looks up and watches you with a raised, assessing arch of one eyebrow as you walk over to him.
Oh, so what do we have here? Another lady comes a-calling on the best cock in the house. Huh? Oh, don't be so put off, babe. There's no shame in admitting your curiosity and desire to see what all the fuss is about. To gaze upon the man who is crowned with the best lay on any day of the week, even compared to the much lauded other gents in this house. To see it for yourself. So, the question is, what's so special about you that you deserve the experience, as it were? No, don't tell me. You're a good lay. You've never had to beg for sex. Impressive. Or is it that you have a rocking hot body and a tight, hot pussy? Yeah, love. I've heard it all before. And your body has yet to be seen. Or is it the whole take pride down a peg or two? That's a rather popular one for some reason. It just seems to strike the ire of some women to know that there is a man in the house who thinks that he is above reproach and that most women are undeserving of him. Hey, it's not my fault that they get all worked up over it. I can't change who I am. Not that I would, and I can't help that my reputation precedes me. But ladies show up just the same, determined to prove that they are worthy of, or rather, I am not so exceptional enough to maintain my prideful title in a way. They are invariably proven wrong. So, please, tell me, what is it that makes you deserve such a model dick as mine? Huh? Nothing to say. You aren't going to get it with that sort of self-deprecating spirit. Oh well, matters little why. Point is, you chose my door. I might be a prick, but my prick is worth it. So if you are serious about wanting to savor what I'm packing in any form, then I think it's time you lose these clothes and show me what you have to offer, since you can't seem to find the words just yet. I'll wait. Not bad, not bad. Now, how about a spin? Slowly. Now, babe. I want a chance to see every inch of this body presented before me. Well. Quite a nice ass. Breasts nice and perky. Nipples hardening under my gaze. And even I can't deny the inviting-looking flesh of those thighs. Are they inviting? Would you like me to spread them and see what you've got hidden away in between? I bet you would, girl. Maybe later. If you interest me. Though I do want you to touch them. In fact, touch yourself all over. Pet your body for my eyes. Let your fingertips stroke along your shoulders, your chest,
your tummy, those thighs. Close your eyes and tease your flesh. Imagine it was me, as clearly as you wish it were. Show me how much you want it to be me. Listen to the sound of my voice. Let me get inside your head. Feel yourself getting wetter as your hands roam and you imagine that moment in which I slip my hot, throbbing cock inside that needy cunt. You want it so bad, don't you? You want to know what it feels like. You want to touch it, taste it, all of it. Well then, kitten, prove it. You're barely touching yourself. If this is too much, go visit Sloth. He might be more of what you deserve. Now, squeeze those tits, pinch your nipples. There you go. Squirm. Yeah, so delicious and dirty, kitten. That's it. Make sure you get both of them equally. I think that's what I'll call you. Yes. Kitten. You're just as eager to play as one, and I bet we'll have you purring in no time. I see you're squeezing those legs together already. Beginning to ache, aren't you? Go ahead and stroke those heated thighs with your fingertips, babe. Feel your warm, welcoming flesh. So sensitive and full. Firm, but soft. Don't touch that cunt just yet. We'll get to that. You haven't earned that yet. And I'm still not quite convinced you deserve this cock. I'm not sure you really want it. Do you? Then prove it, woman. It's not that hard to touch yourself and moan and squirm like you want to be fucked, is it? Then show me. No, that's the stuff. Now you look like you're getting hot for me. Now spread those legs, just a tad, and lightly touch that moistening cunt. Now that elicited some response. See? Now that wasn't too difficult, was it? All I'm asking you to do is admit that you're hungry for my exceptional cock by showing me what you can do with that body. By showing me what your brand of desperate and depraved looks like, kitten. Speaking of that, are you ready to really show me how anxious you are? Yeah? Alright then. Babe, go ahead and spread those legs a little further apart and touch yourself. Slide your fingers up and down your slickening folds. Dip them just inside. Yes. Yes, girl. Go for it. Slip your fingers inside that hot snatch and rub that clit. Show me how much you ache. How needy you are. So wet and slick and sticky. I can see it from here. You know what you like. Don't hold back. Show me how you need that cunt worked over. Faster, kitten. Do it faster if you want to get fucked. Now you're doing it. Now you are proving how much you want it. It's okay to admit you're a cock-hungry girl, you know. I don't mind that at all. All your little mules and whimpers, it's written all over your flushed face, kitten. I bet you taste good. Don't you? Don't you? Show me. Taste your juices and show me how delicious they are. Show me what I'm missing. No hesitation there. Are you that quite worked up, you little cock fiend? Is this what the idea of the best sort of cock does to you? It pleases me to know how deviant you might get to experience what I've got hiding in these jeans. Is that what you want, kitten? I know you do, but you're still holding on to that silly ounce of dignity, huh? Not quite ready to beg for it yet, Well, in any event, you're definitely eager. I like that you got over your limitations, so that we can get onto all things me. Now, I want you to come over here to the bed, and get on all fours. Was that an ass wiggle? It seems the coxlet is finding her voice now. Are you finally ready to tell me what makes you deserving? Could it be that you're a little cock whore who couldn't pass up the chance at another thick shaft? Better yet, an exceptional cock such as mine. Ah, that's the angle you're going with. Your rear. Oh, I know. It is a fantastic ass. So full and round. The kind a man has a hard time not touching. Or spanking. No, babe. Don't get ahead of yourself. Many a ripe ass has sauntered through my door. Oh, now don't get huffy, princess. It doesn't make your ass any less juicy. In fact, why don't you slide your hand over a cheek in a nice circle? Just like that. Good. Now, smack it. I mean it. Do it. Again. Harder. Do you want to be fucked or not? Do it again. Oh, that's the one I was looking for. See? Feels good to admit you're just here for cock. Nothing wrong with being a greedy fuck toy every once and again. There's nothing wrong with wanting the best, assuming you can earn it. In fact, I think you've earned some of my cock. So, how about you undo my fly and see what I've been keeping from you? See? Told you. Best cock in the house. No false pride here, kitten. As you can see, I have a reason for the title. Now, why don't you take your eyes off my dick for a moment and look up at me and give me those pleading eyes that tell me how much you want to taste it. Such slutty, sweet eyes, kitten. You should be proud. It's hard to look sweet and slutty for a lot of girls, but you pull it off flawlessly. Would you like to suck my cock? Get it wet for your hungry pussy. Oh, I bet you will do it so good, kitten. Beg for it, girl. Plead for my cock. Ask if you can taste it. Good girl. There we go. Is it good? Do you like sucking my supreme cock? Take more of it. Take all of it, if you can, kitten. Show me how much you want it. Devour me. Watching you struggle a little, it's so big and hard. Almost too big for your sweet little mouth. Oh, yes. Such a big dick. So fucking hard. It's throbbing. You're really going for it, aren't you? Oh, is someone trying to make me come? I come so good. And I've been told it's delicious. You're gonna make me come. Is that what you're after, you eager cock whore? Oh yes, I think so. You've got me absolutely pulsing and... stiffening up. And fuck with you stroking it faster and sucking the head like that. Alright, damn. You've made your point, woman. What am I doing? I'm taking your mouth off of my cock. What?
You were just sucking my cock like a good girl, and I should let you finish me off. I should be happy you were doing it for me, and should have came like I was about to. Babe, if you think your pretty little mouth was enough to get me to blow my load, you're seriously overestimating your abilities. This is a cock of a god. You should worship it. You should feel honored that I let you near it. You serve me. Stay on all fours like the horny bitch you are. Hold still. Feel that? The head of my perfect and rock-hard tip sliding up and down your juicy cunt lips. Is this what you want? You want this magnificent cock to stretch and hit your cunt deep. You want bragging rights. That you experience the cock of pride himself. That you got to fuck him firsthand. You think you can handle this dick? You know some women come as soon as I'm all the way in. You want to find out? Let me just pop the head right into your entrance. Fuck, so tight. Oh, fuck yes. There you go. That's what a little good cock slut does. She takes it. Yes, that's it. If you want to own this dick, then act like it. Pushing back onto me as soon as I got my tip inside, you little greedy whore. You wanted it. Now fucking take it. Damn, woman. You are going for it. Fuck me good. You really need to pump me into that pussy if you want to come. Slam back and take all you can. Faster, girl. More. You waited all this time, dealt with all my teasing and degrading. Fucking own this cock. Show me you're worth my time, that my jizz isn't gonna be wasted. Feels so good. Fuck. Yes. Harder. More. I bet you want a chance to see all the rooms, don't you? Filthy slut. You love getting rawed and fuck senseless, huh? But you came to me first. You needed to know. Didn't I tell you? Then my dick was the best. Yes, fuck. Prove you're worth it. Oh, fuck, yes. So fucking deep. Oh, yes, that's it, you little fuck toy. Make me come. Work it out of my dick. Do you want me to come inside your ripe, hot pussy? Do you want it? Tell me. Is your pussy tight and hot enough to have earned it? You think so? You want it? Fuck yes, I'm ready. Beg for it, slut. Beg for my cum if you want it. Tell me you need it. Tell me you want it. You fucking slut. Take all my cum. Take all of it. Deep inside you. Well, that was... You were alright, kitten. One of the few that might give me a challenge if you keep visiting me. Yes, there are other rooms here. I see. Eager to get a test on my theory? Be my guest. You'll be back. They always come back. My cock cannot be outdone. Maybe then you can show me what you can really do. Keep in mind, next time...
I won't be so easy to impress, kitten.